say that again, please?
Yeah, my name is Ben Powell and I do product design at Loughborough University. So Orbit is an interactive storytelling robot designed to teach children with autism emotion recognition. There's two primary functions that can be broken down. One is the storytelling, which aims to teach emotion in context, and the other is general interaction.
What does Orbit do?
So Orbit is an interactive storytelling robot designed to teach emotion recognition for children with autism. It can be broken down into two primary functions. One is the storytelling aspect, which aims to teach emotion in context. As well as that, there is general interaction, which teaches social appropriateness. And an example of this is pressing the FSO on the back. If you press too hard, it may hurt Orbit. So it aims to teach a child to know when they might hurt Orbit and know ways in which they can cheer the robot up. So having had a diagnosis of mild high-function autism myself and learner difficulties, a lot of the inspiration came from first-hand experiences of what I had socialising at a young age and the difficulties I've had. I also knew a lot of friends who struggled with ASD and struggled with socialising, so I really wanted to design a solution that would help them socialise better and develop their learning at a young age.
Your creation.
Yeah, so I think my own experiences inspired me to design the robot, and looking into others' experiences and how others think really helped me come up with the solutions and the possible interactions that Orbit has. So a key example of this is the storytelling. A narrator is used to tell the story, whereas Orbit expresses the emotions, so Orbit doesn't have a voice. And what this does is allow the child to decode the emotion looking at the face rather than relying on compensatory strategies such as vocal cues. So there's a lot of existing interventions that are conducted by speech and language therapists, and they are effective at teaching emotion recognition. There's also a lot of artificially intelligent robots out there that have been developed for schools, which are very expensive. So from looking at the existing products out there, I found a gap in the market, and there wasn't many products that actually looked at having a child teach independently with or without a parent at home. So that was what led me to target this area.
Biggest impacts of something like this?
I think it will get children talking again. I think children with autism, they could struggle with speaking to others and decoding the emotion. Hopefully through this device, over time, they'll get a bit more confident talking to the robot and progress into talking to others. And I think that's really key to building friendships. So I did user testing with the prototype. This is just a tutorial to show some of the basic interactions. So I've tested this on a few friends and students, and it's been very positive at the moment. They very much enjoy all the different functions, and they feel like they can empathise with the robot, which is a key part of the design, to give it personality. So in order to demonstrate some of the key interactions with a few fellow students, I built a functional prototype to demonstrate the tutorial aspect of the product, which is what will happen when you turn the Orbit on for the first time. It will run through some of the basic interactions just to get the user an idea of how they can interact with Orbit. So the final design, I wanted to look at incorporating a theme to the robot to make it more appealing to children. So for this, I looked at the theme of space. So a lot of the sketches were inspired by astronaut helmets and looking at creative ways of using the device, such as turning it on and off, lifting on and off the visor. So I wanted it to give it a nice space theme that would appeal for children and also influence the stories being told as well.
Give us a demonstration of how this works.
So yeah, there are many, there are a few interactions that are key to the final design. So one being the voice recognition. So if I say, "Hey, Orbit," it will say hello back to me and look happy.
Orbit certainly does look happy to meet you. Not only can Orbit hear you, they can also feel you. Try giving Orbit a massage by pressing the white surface on their back.
So with this prototype, the narrator is included and is included in all interactions, so that the child can focus on the face of the product. So what it's doing there is just guiding me through the tutorial. So now that I've said hello to Orbit, I'm then asked to press Orbit's back to see how it'll react. And if I press lightly, it will look happy. But if I go over the top of that, I'll eventually hurt Orbit.
Oh no, it looks like we've pressed too hard. Orbit is now feeling sad and is in need of cheering up. Try tickling their belly. Maybe that will work.
So as an example of that, what kind of, tell us about, it might seem an obvious question, but tell us about what that passes on to the user.
So what this passes on is really, it's meant to allow the user to empathize with the robot and feel bad for hurting Orbit, which ties into the social appropriateness, teaching social appropriateness to children with autism. Sometimes they could hit someone and not feel bad for hurting them or not understand why they're feeling sad. So building the connection with a robot is important so they can feel those emotions and understand why Orbit is feeling sad when you press too hard. So as well as making Orbit sad, the narrator also prompts you to try and make Orbit happy again, which is where the touch sensor and the tickling comes in.
Button to find out more.
Yep.
Excellent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, Orbit.
Yeah.
Hey there, allow me to introduce you to your new companion.
So I can turn it like that if you want to see their face.
Orbit is a storytelling robot you can play with and listen to. To get their attention, try saying, "Hey, Orbit."
Hey, Orbit.
Orbit certainly does look happy to meet you. Not only can Orbit hear you, they can also feel you. Try giving Orbit a massage by pressing the white surface on their back.
Okay. Yep. Cool. And if I hurt, press too hard,
oh no,
I hurt the
robot.
It looks
like we've pressed too hard.
And it looks
Orbit
sad.
Is now feeling sad and is in need of cheering up. Try tickling their belly. Maybe that will work.
This is my favourite part.
We did it. Giving Orbit a tickle is always a great way to cheer them up. There are many different ways to interact with Orbit. Remember, if you ever get stuck, press the clue button to find out more.
Cool.
Hey there, allow me to introduce you to your new companion, Orbit.
So who's that? Not alone. Did you?
Good enough.
Hey there, allow me to introduce you to your new companion, Orbit. Orbit is a storytelling robot you can play with and listen to. To get their attention, try saying, "Hey, Orbit."
And if you can lean in and just do some work on the wiring, pretend to work on that. How long did it take to learn coding?
I sort of taught myself on placement a little bit. And then, yeah, kind of just looked up tutorials and merged.
Put your hands away for just one moment.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, yeah, going in center wire. Sorry. Yeah. I'm just filming your hands at the moment. And then I'll go over the shoulder and grab a couple of shots of the screen. There's nothing you don't want to show on there, is there?
Nah, it's still fine. Okay.
Where's the code appearing on the screen? Is this Python, is it?
This is like Arduino C++.
Okay.
Yeah.
The voice again?
Yeah, sure. Alright.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Orbit.
And once more?
Hey, Orbit.
Do that flicker.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to do that. So maybe if you... Could you just make it do the hurt thing again?
Yeah.
Oh no, it looks like we've pressed too hard. Orbit is now feeling sad and is in need of cheering up. Try tickling their belly.
If you want,
belly.
I can do that, hold again work. So it'll continue to look sad.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I think that's fine.
If you're going to overlay it, that's right.
I'm just going to leave that as a static shot for a minute because I'm going to keep just jumping to it.
Yeah.
And then, okay, go into it.
Oh no, it looks like we've pressed too hard. Orbit is now feeling sad and is in need of cheering up.
Yeah.
I think we've got everything we need on that.
Okay, cool.
We just probably need it for the demonstration when we're in there.
It should still just be able to do the screen.
Yeah. Got off the sensors.
By no means an aesthetic model.
If you can pick that up and start carrying drawing. Okay, when you're ready.
Yep. Hey, Albert.
And then maybe you can go and start up on the coding side of stuff. Do that, put that away and do it again. I'm just going to get some power readings. can you just get it to do, can you speak to it again or do it, get to do one of the things?
Yeah, sure. Hey, Albert. Hey, Albert.
Albert certainly does look happy to meet you. Not only can Albert hear you, they can also feel you. Try giving Albert a massage by pressing the white surface on their back. Oh no, it looks like we pressed too hard. Albert is now feeling sad and is in need of cheering up. Try tickling their belly. Maybe that will work. We did it. Giving Albert a tickle is always a great way to cheer them up. There are many different ways to interact with Albert. Remember, if you ever get stuck, press the clue button to find out more.